So first day in pads, what was that like for you?
It's pretty good, you know, just trying to just get back to the basics and fundamentals and, you know, just sharpen up on our technique and just get better at all aspects of the game and really come out here and compete in everything that we did today. And I felt like we did that.
You had that first, action on 7-11 on 11. You had a nice big run there. Was that nice for your confidence in the sort of first pads practice?
I mean, it was pretty good. I mean, I'm just trying to learn and get better. One play is one play. I gotta keep putting the pieces together and become solid at everything that I do. So I'm just trying to get better.
What's the Oklahoma does throw the ball a lot. And what's that? How did you feel beneficial in any way to making the transition to here at this level?
Oklahoma's, system was, balanced, kind of the same here, but that was college and, just kind of the system that I ran in college kind of got me prepared for here, and I'm in this system now, and I'm just trying to learn this system and become the best player that I can be, and just continue to get better and chip away at the fundamentals of technique and the things that they're trying to teach us and come out here and try to do them better each day.
Seen you in kick returns and punt returns, and I know you have experience as a kick returner. Is punting, punt return new?
Punt return, I've had a little bit of experience. I've always been able to do it. I'm just finally getting the opportunity to come out here and do it, and I've been catching the ball well and just trying to get under the ball, track the ball well, and just kind of just, be explosive back there because it's a position that's tough to play, but, an exciting position to play if you can do it well. So I'm just trying to learn from, all the special teams coaches do what they tell me to do and try to get better.
And Roy, a lot of guys make teams in the NFL through special teams. You just kind of see that as your opening, so to speak, right here.
I would say, you got to find your way. You got to find your spot on the team and find out what you're good at and what your strengths are. And the Patriots are known for playing guys on special teams. If you could play on special teams, they'll find a spot for you and eventually work your way up. The food chain, you could say, into the offense. And I'm just trying to just learn every day. Not trying to think too much ahead of the season and nothing like that because we're worried about now.
You played high school football in Oklahoma for 1 year, right?
I did.
Did you ever play against Jets?
I didn't. I played against Muskogee.
Okay.
It was the second round of the playoffs. We lost by like a touchdown or something like that.
Tyler played for Jets. That's why.
That's crazy. I didn't know that. I'm going to have to talk to him about that.
Guys, let's take two more.
What went into your decision? After the draft, I'm sure you had some options. What about this place was attractive?
I mean, just their proven track record of undrafted free agents coming in, and if you do what they ask you to do, and you find your way on special teams, they'll find a way to play you. And I just felt like that was a strength of mine. And I'm just trying to learn the best way I can and keep chipping away and not thinking too far ahead. It's day by day. Eventually you'll be where you want to be. So
this is a big man's game.
Yeah.
And obviously you're well put together. But can you see all the challenges? Have you had challenges along the way? We're trying to prove to people because of your height that you can be it.
I really haven't found challenge in, this is a physical sport, and you have to know that mentally. I've always known this is a physical sport, and you just got to come out onto the field and be physical no matter the size you are. You just got to come out here and be tough at all aspects of the game, and I feel like I'm a transfer well and just continue to learn and be a ball player.